what we're looking for to be is to get a little insight as to you, you know, what you consider your challenges. It tells us something about who you are.
As everybody that's involved in a business that they're passionate about and they love their family as well, it's the balancing between family mm-hmm. and work. That's typically the major challenge. For me is to, one of my challenges is to balance my passion for something, because mm-hmm. I can take it overboard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very passionate.
When I
really love something, I'm 100% behind it, and mm-hmm. I move in that direction 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Education is something I'm absolutely passionate about. There's other things that I'm passionate about. My faith. I'm passionate about my
family.
I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, so I'm passionate about my faith.
Mm-hmm.
I'm passionate about youth and working with youth. And, you know, I'm passionate about, actually this is going to sound really funny, I'm passionate about people's work and living environment, being, having a healthy work and home life,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's housing, making sure that people have adequate needs, you know, and that's something that I always look at for opportunities to be able to serve others, whether I would like to be involved in projects with Habitat for Humanity,
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Those are things that I see myself involved in.
Personally. Yeah.
And so those are, and so being able to balance that with all of the other things that I have going
right
at the same time is something that is a challenge. It's a major challenge for me.
And where do you live? Where do you actually
live? I live in Kapolei.
Oh, wow. So you got a long haul. Speaking of quality of life.
Yes.
And then how difficult, though, is that when you have three young children and is it okay to say stay-at-home
life? Stay-at-home, yes.
And you don't have really a 9-to-5 job. Well, you do, but you don't. You have functions, you have meetings, after work meetings.
Yes.
If it's not prying too much, because you're talking about quality of life.
No, actually, it's been, the university's great. We have a great, they give us vacation time, they give us, you know, for me, there's a Kapolei campus, and so the times where I don't feel like I need to be here in town,
mm-hmm.
I can stay out there
nice.
Do some of my work. Most of the time I'm down here and I get a lot accomplished on the phone from there to here, you know, and the time differences between here and the mainland for processes and things that
right.
I need to do from an administrative standpoint. I do a lot of that on my cell phone coming from there to here. My wife is very supportive, and so it's nice. We've kind of set some rules for ourselves to be able to create that balance.
Do you mind sharing some of the rules?
No, we have done family evenings
mm-hmm.
once a week. We have set, as well as date night with me and the girls on Friday nights.
Oh, with you and the girls?
Me and the girls.
Oh.
So me and my daughters and my wife, we go out. We try our hardest every Friday to go do something as a family. And, you know, they like to call it the daddy-daughter date, you know, and, you know, with my wife as well. And whenever we get an opportunity, my wife and I will go out on a date, just
mm-hmm.
me and her, spend some alone time. In addition, it's just the quality of being able to spend Sundays with my family,
mm-hmm.
just me and my kids and my wife. That's always a great thing. And our evenings, we try our hardest to do one evening a week where it's just
in addition to the Friday?
Yes, in addition to the Friday, we try to do one evening a week. And
what will you do?
We do activities. We do activities together. It might be, you know, in our home where we will have a game that we
mm-hmm.
play together, and then we make cookies and
oh, great.
You know, just family stuff that, you know, so the kids realize I'm there, you know. There's times where my kids wonder if I'm, you know, I'm still their dad, but, you know.
Who's that guy whose picture's on the refrigerator?
That's right.
Let me go back to another point you made when you were talking about challenges. You were talking about your passion and you 110%. What is tell me about the challenge of having that persona but you're in charge of an organization where I'm just guessing, because I know how people are, not everybody is either there or they're not getting the message, or mm-hmm. you know, there's the whole structural problem, puzzle of having your passion not turn into your personal frustration yeah. or turn into miscommunication. Or
I'll tell you one of my things, and I believe that all of the people that work with me see this in me, is and I say this to people, if you're not passionate about what you're doing, you should pursue things that you are passionate about. And that's been very much my mentality. And mm-hmm. so people that work here, I feel, are very passionate about what we do. They know what the university does for people. We change lives. I mean, people that have very little chance outside of University mm-hmm. of Phoenix to be able to get a degree, they're able to get it here. And so that's kind of the culture that we've developed here. If you're not passionate about it, this is not the place for you to work. And as a result, our hiring process even reflects that. That the people that do work here are very passionate about what we do. And they love the university, they love the culture, they love... and so I have not seen a challenge with it, because that's the culture that I... Mm-hmm. You know, that I like to have at the campus, and that we've kind of developed at our campuses. And we tell people, I mean, I don't have a problem, I'm very straightforward with people, and I tell them, if you're not passionate about this, if you don't go home at night and lay down and say, you know, today I know that I was able to help somebody, and you can't relate to that, and that's not something that drives you, you should look for something else. And so that's not what we face here. It's not something that it's been a challenge for me at all, because I think everybody here feels the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're still an educational institution, you know.
Okay. Hobbies. I'm not going to let you say your children, because we've spoken about them.
No, I actually still play soccer. I actually still play soccer, and I love soccer.
At what level?
I actually play in the adult leagues that we have here in Hawaii. We play in a league. Now, I don't like to play on Sundays, because that's my family day. Mm-hmm. So we play on Saturdays, and there's limited leagues around for Saturdays, but mm-hmm. I like to play soccer, so we find those leagues. So I still do soccer.
How many leagues are you in, or how many teams are you on?
You know, I'm only on one team right now. I'd like to be involved in coaching as mm-hmm. well. That's one of my hobbies, coaching
youth?
Soccer. Youth, as well as, you know, maybe I know that there's... been rumors flying around about bringing soccer back to Hawaii, so at the college level, and I would love to be involved in that. That would be absolutely wonderful to be involved in. And at any level, you know, whether it's at the, you know, assistant coaching, recruiting, you mm-hmm. know, going out there and doing clinics, whatever it might be, that would be just absolutely a blast for me.
Okay. And when you say college level, who are you referring to?
I think that all of the colleges on all of the Division II colleges
right.
are in pursuit of other. I mean, it's just rumored around
right
now, but they're pursuing.
But any of those campuses, your universities, you'd want to be involved with if it was.
Well, I mean, my alma mater is BYUH, so I mean, that would be my preferable. But you know, I don't know if the drive to Lahia would kill me, so I don't know. But I would love to be. I mean, obviously, that would be my number one. But I'm not gonna say, you know, if Chaminade or if you had an opportunity, I'm gonna say absolutely no way. You know, but I would be passionate about soccer at any level.
Sounds like it. Okay.
Yeah.
Books recently read.
Books recently read. Well, other than the books that I read for the for my classes, books, The Eighth Habit by Stephen R. Covey.
You like management books, huh?
Yeah, management
organizational
books,
yeah.
Organizational type books.
Yeah.
That was an interesting book. Also, it was an old book that I've been just re-looking at, is the 1 Minute Manager. Those are the most recent books that I read outside of what I read for my classes.
Now, tell me how you got this job.
Here in Hawaii?
Yes.
I actually wanted... I was working in Pittsburgh, and the opportunity came up for a job back west. We wanted to move out west again. And the opportunity came up out west, and I started to pursue that opportunity. And when my regional vice president saw that I had come to BYUH and everything, and the previous vice president was retiring here in Hawaii, I interviewed and she said, "Well, I want you to really take a look and see if you would be interested in this other opportunity in Hawaii." And it wasn't even a day when I came back and said, "It's not even a question. Go back to Hawaii, absolutely."
So the first position was with University of Phoenix.
Yes.
In California?
In California.
Okay.
And I said, when the opportunity said Hawaii, would you be interested? I said, absolutely. That would be, it's not even a question, We would love to move there. We loved our experience here, and not to romanticize everything, but we had met here and we dated
sure.
and spent our time here.
Yeah.
So it was one of those things where it was just almost a feeling of coming back home.
Yeah. And when was that?
This was just in October of this year.
And what were you doing in Pittsburgh?
I was the associate campus director there, a position similar to this. Except it was just for Pittsburgh, not for the whole state.
Right.
So it was just this Pittsburgh region.
And how long were you there?
I was there a year. And that's the
long
dynamic
enough,
of the university.
Yeah.
No, I understand. You understand the dynamic of the university is we're growing so fast and there's so much change and it's always expanding that there's opportunities everywhere. And to be able to come back to an established campus like Hawaii, it was, it's a real...
Well, how much has changed since you were gone from Hawaii in terms of University of Phoenix and its physical surroundings and as well as programs and, where do you want it to go?
There's a lot has changed, actually. Since I left, they've moved buildings. We used to be on Kapi'olani, we moved over here. We've opened several campuses since I was first here. I wasn't here with the university, but I was here as a BYUH student. But we've opened campuses in Windward, Kapolei, Mililani, all of those campuses. Yeah.
So there's four?
Yes, there are four right now. And then we have a presence in on the Big Island. We have a presence on Maui. We have groups that are running on both of those, in Hilo and Kona. So we have a presence on all of those islands, and we've been pretty successful. That's something that's growing. The additional thing that's happened is with our new leadership with the University of Phoenix, we've expanded our offering and programs that we can offer and things that we can be able to do, being able to use online. So we're going to be able to reach out to the Outer Islands with online, being able to enroll for online, for online programs.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those things have just happened in very recent.
Has moving downtown had any either symbolic or benefit or?
Oh, absolutely. We have a very strong presence. It's our biggest learning center. Our biggest campus is right here in town. We're right here in the business districts. We're right here in the areas where we are, where people are going to work.
Right.
And as a result of that, and us focusing on the, working students, and working professionals, this is the premier university right here in town, right where they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And the convenient times and so on and so forth has been very positive. And we have recognition, we're right in town. We have, two big buildings that we're in, and very positive. It's been very good.
Mm-hmm. And how long was it? You moved here from Kapi'olani?
I believe 1999 is when we moved. 1998, 1999 is when we moved here.
And what kind of things are you thinking of right now for the what might kind of programs might come into fruition in the near future?
We would like to. We're working with the Department of Education on expanding our program in education to offer a bachelor's in education to help meet some of the shortage that we have.
With the state DOE?
With the state DOE to get a BS in education.
Oh.
so that we can be able to offer an undergraduate education program.
Why are you thinking that?
You know, we have a need in the state, mm-hmm. and I think that we can be able to assist in that. There's a lot of people that have that desire
right.
to get to get into education, but a lot of them maybe don't have the ability to quit their jobs and come to, you know, to school,
right.
so, because they have families to support, but they would like to be involved in education.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give them that opportunity to be able to get that bachelor's degree in education, to be able to go out and serve the greater community, the Hawaii community. And so,
when would you start offering that?
Well, we're working with the state on that. That might take some time.
Mm-hmm.
What
kind of a program would you envision? How would it work for if there is such a thing as a typical student?
It would be somebody that wants to re-career, wants to get into education, or somebody that is started their educational career and has received an associate's degree and really wants to get into education,
mm-hmm.
but they have a family, or you know, they have to have a full-time job, but they still want to get that education.
Mm-hmm.
That's the student that we're going to do, you know, go after. And in addition, it's a student that's got done with a Leeward Community College or you know, Windward Community College or whatever it might be, and they want to keep going with school and perhaps financially they can't afford to just go full-time to school,
mm-hmm.
but yet they can go full-time to school with our program because it's considered a full-time program. They can still receive the Title IV funding and can still receive the financial aid, but at the same time they can be pursuing their
mm-hmm.
Their career and being able to get into education.